Share with you some thoughts about being a disciple.
我今天想跟大家分享的一样，就是如何做门徒。
We have been meditating on and studying discipleship for over 2 years now in our church.
Yeah, 这个使人做门徒已经是我们教会两年多来的一直的主题。
I would like to add just another word to the pursuit.
Yeah, 所以我现在要加一个词，就是我们怎么样做。
We want to be very practical as we meditate on what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我们今天想研究主题就是说，怎么能让这个做这个门徒呢？有个实际的行动。
We'd like to look at two aspects only: theory and practice.
我们今天从两方面来看，一个是理论，一个是行动。
The fact is that discipleship is not an end in itself.
首先这个做门徒呢并不是一个我们的最终的目的，只是一个开始。
A disciple is a learner.
Yeah, 做门徒呢只是一个学习的人，是一个学生。
But he's also someone under a teacher who is trying to become a teacher in oneself.
实际上这个是学习的过程，他从老师来学习，然后呢到最后能够达到做门徒的目的。
In other words, the disciple is an apprentice.
Yeah, 这个实际上那个做这个门徒呢是一个是一个结合。
It involves hard work.
是要做很多的工作的。
At the same time, the focus, the immediate focus of the disciple is to become a teacher with disciples.
这个目的呢就是说跟这个老师一起共同成为门徒。
While we are always learning, we are not perpetual students.
Yeah, 我们虽然一直在学习，那么就成了一个永久的一个学生。
So as a Christian, you're aiming at doing hard work for the kingdom, preparing yourself to teach others how to do hard work for the kingdom.
Yeah, 所以我们要为神的国度努力的工作，怎么能让的名得到彰显？所以我们要成为一个好的门徒。
Now.Are we making sense so far?
到目前为止我们讲的有没有道理？
Do you understand what we're saying?
Da, 大家懂不懂我们今天
okay,
说的什么呢？
Okay, most of you don't understand. Okay, we'll keep trying. Okay?
Okay, 没关系，我们一起在研究，一起明白。
Think of your sending your child to school and the child never seems to graduate.
大家想一想，如果说你把你的孩子送到学校，但是这个学生从来没有毕业过。
We don't want God to see us as always learning and never teaching others.
Yeah. 上帝不是让我们一直的学习，上帝是让我们学了以后要教导别人。
One of the things we need to learn is who we are.
Yeah.
As Christians.
Yeah. 所以我们要认识一点，我们是什么人，我们是谁。
Notice the scriptures we just read.
Yeah. 刚才我们读了一些经文。
First Peter 2:9-10.
Yeah, 在彼得前书的第九到第十。
You are God's elect. God has chosen you as a Christian to be His representative on earth.
Yeah, 刚才我们提到这个唯有就是我们是神的选民，我们被拣选，让做神的事工。
Another thing that we must not continue to miss is what he says in 1 Peter 2:9-10, where he says, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood."
我们唯一不能做的事情就是说，我们不能一直的没有结果。这边说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。
That is to say, you.As a Christian, are a priest, just like the pastor, or other official in the church.
这就是说什么呢？我们被拣选的呢，是有君尊的祭司的身份。
Your ministry may not be preaching in the church, but preaching out in the world, in the workplaces, and so on.
Yeah, 这个很多传道人或者事工，不光是在我们的教会，而且到世界各地要传扬主的福音。
You have been equipped as a person in the pew for a ministry beyond the pew in the world.
我们要武装，我们要装备我们自己，到世界传福音，只是不光是单单的坐在这里。
As a Christian, you are a Christian professional.
Yeah. 所以我们作为基督徒，我们是有专业的职业在我们身上。
Notice what Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2.
Yeah. 保罗对我看我要查到can you repeat the verse?
First, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
Okay. 我们看到这个提摩太书的第二章第一和第二节。
Here's what he says. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, 这边说到，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, you entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能传导别人的人。
So what you learn from the Lord, you are to teach other people.
所以我们在从神听到的，我们也要把神的道教导给别人。
Now you of course would do that in your home, as well as in the workplace, in neighborhood, and so on.
呀，你可以在家里边做，也可以在工作的岗位上做，也可以传福音给你的邻居。
Now notice that Jesus had 12 major disciples.
呀，当然，神耶稣基督带了很多的门徒。
He taught them for at least 3 years.
他在世的时候三年当中教导了很多的门徒。
But their discipleship ended at a certain time.
Yeah, 好像这个门徒的过程当中呢，有一段时间是停顿了下来。
In other words, they graduated from that level of education.
为什么呢？这些门徒毕业了，成为成熟的基督徒。
So Jesus met them after his resurrection, said, "Now I want you to do."What I have been doing, what I've been doing to you, you are now to do to other people.
Yeah. 所以耶稣基督复活以后，对他的门徒和使徒说，我要现在教导你们如何像我在活的时候，在世界的时候是如何传扬神的道。
So he says, you go into all the world and make disciples of all nations.
Yeah. 所以耶稣对他的门徒使徒说，你们要去世界各地，直到地极。就让其他人也做门徒。
Now we have a very interesting situation in the Apostle Paul.
Yeah, 在这个时候呢，我们遇到了一个很有趣的问题。
Because Paul was not discipled by Jesus,
yeah,
but he was commissioned by Jesus.
那个保罗呢，他是被耶稣基督来培养成的使徒。
And you know how effective Paul became.
Yeah.Yeah, 大家知道那个保罗是如何成为耶稣的跟随人的。
And yet it seemed he was never a disciple.
Yeah, 他并没有他并不是一个门徒。
But that is not really true.
Yeah, 那个也不完全对。
I want to refer you to Galatians chapter 1, verses 11, 12, and 15 to 18.
Yeah, 我们大家翻到加拉太书的加拉太书第一章第十一到十二节。
Let me read these words to you. Listen carefully.
大家注意听。
I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来。所传的福音不是出于人的意思。
I did not receive it from any man.
Yeah, 因为我不是从人领受的。
Nor was I taught it.
也不是人教导我的。
Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ.
乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
When God who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me,So that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
Yeah. 然而, which verse was that? Oh, okay. 所以然而我从母腹出分别出来是恩召是施恩召我的神。
He said, I did not consult any man. That is to say, he was not a disciple of any Christian.
Yeah, 他说我并没有跟其他人商量。
Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to consult those who were disciples before I was.
Yeah, 也不是我去耶路撒冷到那边跟别人讨论以后。
But I went immediately to Arabia and later returned to Damascus.
然而呢，我去阿拉伯那个地区，为主做事。
Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter.
过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见，基法和他同住了十五天。
So Paul went from Damascus to Arabia, spent a lot of time there being taught directly by Jesus.
所以保罗到那个阿拉伯那地区呢的地方呢，直接耶稣基督，他受了耶稣的基督的启示。
So he was a disciple.
所以他是一个门徒。
He had been a disciple.
他也一直是这样的门徒。
But a direct disciple of Jesus himself.
他是直接耶稣被培训的门徒。
And then you know the quality of ministry that he accomplished.
所以大家可以知道那会儿他做门徒的质量是如何的高。
Now, tragically, it is not what we have in the Western Church today.
可惜的是现在的这个教会不是不跟当年一样了。
Teachers remain teachers, and the majority of disciples do not really mature into masters.
可惜的是很多的人教师还是教师听到的还是听到的。
So we have a writer by the name of David Watson who has written a book on discipleship. I want to just tell you a little bit of what he said in his book.
Yeah, 有一个人写了一首诗，就叫门徒。他那个人叫 Watson.
He said Western Christianity is not qualified to counter the threat of Islam in its current severe contest.And militant fanaticism.
Okay, 他在他那本书里面写到哈，西方的基督教还远不够资格与伊斯兰教的那些威胁、那些军事上的疯狂征战。
In fact, he says the Western Church is in sharp decline.
Yeah, 他说他又提到，可悲的是，基督教跟伊斯兰相较的话，是在被减弱，在被衰弱。
Compared with the church in the poorest countries,
特别是跟那些很贫穷的一些国家来讲。
Why?
为什么呢
？He answers the question this way: because Western Christians are too shallow.
为什么呢？就是说西方的宗教太肤浅。
They're essentially untaught.
而且他们没有受到好好的教育。
They do not live what it means to be a disciple of Christ.
因为他们没有理解真正做门徒的意义。
Well, David Watson is talking about you and me.
这个 David Watson 的话说的就是我们。
To quote, the vast majority of Western Christians are church members.
他就说很多基督教徒只是教会的一个成员而已。
They are pew fillers.
他们只是坐在这个教堂里边。
They are hymn singers.
他们可能唱唱诗歌。
They are sermon tasters.
他们可能来听听这个传道人的讲话。
They are Bible readers.
他们看一看这个圣经。
Even born again believers.
也可能是他们是重新的重生的基督徒。
Or spirit-filled charismatics.
也可能只是在圣灵上有所感动。
They are not true disciples of Jesus.
但是他们不是真正的耶稣基督的门徒。
I would encourage you to read that little book.
我鼓励大家能够看看这本书。
No Pastor Wong likes that book.
我知道黄牧师很喜欢那本书。
One of the illustrations that he gives in the book is quite disturbing.
那本书里面举了很多的例子，非常让人惊讶。
No, that's not in our notes, but I relate it anyhow.
这刚才讲的是没有在这个这个检疫上面。
A communist leader in China confronted a Western missionary and said to him, "How is it that you have been in China for 100 years, you haven't changed the country? We have been in China for about 10 years. We've changed everything."
有一个故事就是说在一个在共产国家的那些领导人跟那个那边的传道人说，你们在这边已经100多年了，也没有改变我们的国家，但是我们在这边掌权以后10几年，我们就把这个国家改变了。
That's a serious challenge.
这个是非常一个挑战性的一个问题。
Okay, we can't pursue that this morning. I'll let you do that for your homework.
这个呢，我想给大家留给当做功课，回家以后做作业。
Serious believers need to demand from their leaders a quality of Christian education such as the apologists have. The preachers will go around the world changing things.
Yeah. 我们做基督徒应该到世界各地来改变这个世界。可惜呢，这件事情还没有按照发生。
Notice what the word of God says in 1 Peter 3:15 and 16.
Yeah. 我们看到这个主耶稣基督的教导。
That is for all of us as Christians, not just those in the pulpit, but those in the pew, all the people in the church supposed to be ministers.
Yeah, 我们做基督徒做门徒应该是每个人都成为护道者。
Here is the quote from 1 Peter 3:15-16. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have, and do this with gentleness and respect.
Yeah, 这边I need to know where that verse is again.
First Peter.
我找到，在彼得的前书第三章15-16节。
We read this passage earlier on in the service.
刚才我们已经念到了那个这两段经文。
Okay.
那么我现在。I can read it again.
Yep.
你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人威吓，也不要惊慌。只要心里尊主为基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
This is something that all of us need to remember.
这些事情要我们大家要时常记住的。
It is basic to your training as a Christian.
这就是我们做这个成为门徒的基本训练之一。
Because the main purpose of the Christian in the pew is to be God's representative in the secular world and society.
Yeah. 我们今天在坐在这里边，我们要成为门徒。不光是在这边听，要到我们的这个世俗的这个世界，和社会当中，为主做见证。
And it's the responsibility of the leaders of the church to train you in the pew to go out into the world and change the world.
这也是我们教会领袖的基本的责任，就是训练我们每一个人，就在座的每一个人，成为基督，来到其他地方传福音。
Essentially, that is what discipleship is all about.
这就是所谓做门徒基本的原理之一。
Okay, that's my first point.
这是我的第一点。
Is that too long?
是不是太长了？
Okay, that's the theory. Now the practice, the action aspect of discipleship.
Yeah, 刚才说的是理论，现在我们看看行动。
The disciple is advised, that is, you in the pew, the Christian is advised to operate by the very significant principle that is stated in John 1, verse 17.
Yeah, 刚才我们现在要谈一些实际的东西，就是说它记载在约翰一书的第十七节。
Listen carefully to that. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
所以我们大家要记住哈，这个地方我们要听，要能够遵守。
So for the Christian, if you're trying to bring somebody else to Christ, you begin with grace, and then go to truth. Sometimes you go to truth first, and we lose the person.
我们向外边人传福音，首先我们要把恩典给他们，恩典是在真理之前。
So always in the ministry of Jesus, he started with grace.
Yeah. 耶稣基督他在传福音的时候，就是把恩典先带来，然后这个再讲真理。
And we need to imitate him.
Yeah. 所以我们要学习他。
Yeah. Now what I mean is this: if you're talking to a person who's not a Christian.
Yeah, 如果说
person for the first time,
yeah, 如果说你对一个人他从来不是基督徒的话，你第一件事对他们讲什么呢？
It is not the wisest thing to say to the person, "Are you sure you're going to heaven?"
Yeah, 这第一句话你不能跟他说，哦，你是不是死了以后能够上天堂？
You start where the person is.
Yeah, 然后呢，你先谈的是这个人是什么样的一个人。
You listen before you speak.
你要听好好的听，然后再说话，对他。
Notice this. Everybody has two ears, one mouth.
Yeah, yeah. 大家注意。
We should listen twice as much as we speak.
大家要注意哈，神造人的时候呢，给了我们两个耳朵，一个嘴，所以呢，我们要听呢，听两次，然后呢，再说。
Now take a look again at the first miracle that Jesus performed. This was in Cana of Galilee.
Yeah.Yeah, 我们现在复习一下耶稣基督行的第一件神迹是什么？
He was at a wedding.
Yeah, 那个是在一个婚宴上边。
They run out of wine.
Yeah, 那个酒喝完了。
It's a poor couple, poor family.
而且是一个比较贫穷的一个家庭。
His mother said to him, "They have no wine."
Yeah, 所以他这个母亲说，哦，我们没有酒了。
What did he do?
怎么办呢？
He said, "Fill the water pots with water."
所以耶稣告诉他，把。
Then he said.
耶稣说：“把大缸装满水
，draw some out and give to the people，
然后把它舀出来，给分给大家喝。
And the leader, the presider there said, "How come you kept the best wine for the last?"
Yeah, 那个当时的那个主持人说：“哎，你为什么把好酒留在后边呢
？”And they all went away happy and satisfied.
Yeah, 然后现在我们大家喝得很痛快。
Now what kind of preaching is that?
Yeah, 这是什么样的教导呢
？Jesus.Met the immediate need.
耶稣基督马上把他们的愿望马上实现了。
Which was a social and psychological need.
Yeah, 这也就是社会和他们的当时的心里边所想的，让他们得到满足。
For them to run out of wine at a wedding was a disgrace.
如果说在婚宴上把酒喝完，这是一个很不合理的一件事情。
If Jesus had not supplied them with wine, they would have been a misplaced family in that community.
Yeah. 如果说当时耶稣基督没有把水变成酒的话，那个家庭可以想象是之后是什么样的处境，在那个社会里边。
Notice this sentence, though, very subtle.
大家注意一句话。
This, the first of his miraculous signs.Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee.
Yeah, 这边就说，这个耶稣基督行的第一件这个奇事是在加利利的迦拿。
Remember, social thing, psychological thing, personal thing.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, 这是一件个人的，也是一个社会的，也是一个逻辑方面的事情。
This the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
这边大家很清楚的看到，由于耶稣基督行了这件奇事的话，那边的人哈，他就把他的这个恩典彰显出来。那么其他的他们的门徒呢，就相信他，相信就信任他。
He did a social thing, and it had a spiritual effect.
Yeah, 所以他虽然做了一件社会的事情，但是在灵性方面就起到了非常大的作用。
When we get into situations like that, we need discernment.
Yeah, 当我们到也出到这种事情的话，我们就要学习这个奇迹。
As you as a Christian try to witness to other people, remember this.
Yeah,
it's a statement.That all of us should respect. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care.
我们做基督徒的传扬福音的时候的话，不是要让人知道你知道多少，而且人家想看望看你的，来想知道你的，就是你对他们有多大的多少的关心。
What is interesting about this case is that the news spread all over the place.
Yeah, 大家知道这个耶稣基督行的这个奇事。那边的信息就传到了那边的所有的地方。
For example, in John chapter 4, verses 43 to 53, we have a case of a royal officer hearing that Jesus was in the community, sent a message to him saying, "My son is about to die. Please come and heal him."
Yeah.在约翰福音第四章到第四四章第四十三到五十三这里边记载的是有一个大臣，就非常希律王军队里边的一个很高的官员，他告诉耶稣基督，我的儿子快死了。
Jesus sent a message back to this Roman official saying, "It's all right, your son will live."
耶稣基督告诉这个罗马的这个异教。图的这个高官就说：“你不用担心，你的儿子会活。”
And here's the amazing thing: the man, this royal official, believed what Jesus said, and his son was healed, and his whole household believed in Jesus.
这个奇迹就在于这个高官相信了耶稣基督，没有任何的怀疑，然后他的儿子复活了，而且他们全家都得救。
And Jesus had not preached to them yet.
耶稣基督并没有跟他们讲道理。
Same procedure is demonstrated in John chapter 4.
Yeah, 在第约翰的第which one again?
John chapter 4.
Oh, okay, 第四章
Jesus,
第三十九到四十一。
And the Samaritan woman.
Yeah, 这个一个撒玛利亚的一个妇人。
Jesus started by saying, "Please give me a drink of water."
耶稣对这个撒玛利亚说，给我一杯给我一些水喝。
See, they start something both of them needed, maybe at different levels, but it's water. He wanted water for his thirst. She needed water, so a spiritual water. And Jesus led from one level to the other.
这边大家都知道，这个两个人都有各的需要。耶稣基督想喝水，那个撒玛利亚夫人呢想喝圣灵的水。
What is fascinating about that story in John chapter 4 is that woman went and told the people in her community about Jesus satisfying her deepest needs, even the needs that she had not expressed yet.
这里边很奇妙的事情，很微妙的事情，就是说这个撒玛利亚夫人呢，她一直盼望有这个活水在她的身上，但是她并没有直接的要，但是耶稣就给了她。
And as a result of that, hundreds of people in the community became Christians.
Yeah, 就是因为这件奇事，他的那个社会那个小那个地区有上百人跟随了耶稣基督。
We need to learn today how to really do evangelism.
我们今天要学习的功课就是要怎么传扬主的福音。
As I said before, remember this. By the way, I'm almost done.
我大家我讲我快差不多讲完了，大家不用担心。
Listen to people in love, compassion, and prayer.
所以我们要静下心来听别人所说的话，以爱心，以这个我们的这个主的耶稣的基督的爱。为他们祷告。
Express Christian grace and love to them.
把我们耶稣基督的爱和耶稣基督的恩典告诉他们。
Then act accordingly.
然后行动。
Now, before we close, I want to give you an opportunity to talk to us.
下面呢，我想给大家一个机会，就是让大家说话。
Do you have any ideas you want to share with us? And with all the people here,
大家有没有一些想法、一些主意？告诉我们，我们一起分享。
Anybody?
任何人
？Well, you're thinking, I have a copy of this message for you that you can take with you. Read it, put it in your computer, and then give the printed paper to somebody who may not have a computer. Like, well, I have a computer, but I'm no good at computers.
大家在思想的过程当中的话，我会给这个我今天的这个奖章发给大家，大家可以回去传给别他的人，你们有如果有电脑的话。
Do you have a question or a suggestion?
你们有什么问题和有什么建议？
Did you hear what I just said all through this sermon?
你们听到我刚才讲的了吗？
oh, okay. I think we just hand these out now,
okay.
And we take it from there. But first, let us pray. Father God, help us to understand really how you want us to do ministry and discipleship, and help us to be obedient to your heavenly vision.That people may be blessed and transformed.
我们感谢主耶稣基督。刚才我们有这一段分享，让我们知道怎么真正才能做好你的门徒，成为你的真正的门徒。
Amen.
Amen.